Ferrago had been searching the base of the mountain, poking, sniffing, and prying all around its mighty circumference. A sizable contingent, headed by Doghead and Dunose, followed him. They watched as the assassin halted at a spot on the north side and marked a cross in the sand with his dagger.
Here, see the cracks and loose boulders. It's a fault in the rock. This is where we'll tunnel in. They should have eaten and drunk their fill by now and there. Thirsty work heaving all those boulders about and defending a mountain against my horde. The poison should be working well if I know Farron.
Klitsch perched on a rock slightly above his father's head.
Tunnel in? Seems a lot of unnecessary work when we could find a window slit or even attempt unblocking the main entrance. That'd save a lot of digging.
Ferrago toyed with the gold medallion around his neck.
Don't worry, Klitsch, my son. You won't be asked to get your paws dirty. We've got an entire horde to do the job. Have you never heard of the element of surprise? If there is any beast left alive in there and they still happen to be in fighting form, they'd expect us to try unblocking one of the entrances. But we will be doing the unexpected. Doghead, Dunose, make a start here. There's loose boulders and lots of wide cracks. Use spears, pikes, knives, swords, anything, but keep them at it.
Farron the Poisoner knew that his mission had failed. All that he desired now was to leave the mountain. But try as he would, the Black Fox was frustrated at every turn. Salamandastron was virtually alive with determined hares. Fully armed and alert, they scoured every nook and cranny from the top of the crater downward. Farron found himself running before them, down, ever down. Whenever he turned and tried going upward, he was cut off by two pairs of angry, determined hares coming from each side. Scurrying along one of the mid-level corridors, he practically bumped into sapwood. Turning, he dashed off down a flight of stairs, with the sergeant's voice ringing in his ears.
Run, you poisoner! We're giving you more of a chance than you gave two poor heirs. Go on, keep running, vermin!
In desperation, Farron concealed himself in a dark corner until Sapwood had passed by, accompanied by Pennybright. The ghost of a smile flitted across Farron's somber face. Slipping out of his hiding place, he mounted the stairs, only to find himself facing the lance points of Bart Thistledown and Starbob. Bart tapped his lance point on the steps.
Up you come, laddie. Let's see what you're made of, what?
The Black Fox turned and fled, taking the opposite direction to Sapwood and Pennybright. Behind him he could hear Starbob and Bart. Suddenly the passage ahead of him was cut off by Seawood and a hare called Moonpaw. Drawing his deadly Greenheart dagger, he backed off, snarling. The two hares made no move to attack, merely covered the bottom of the staircase so that he could not go up. Hugging the opposite wall, Farron slid past them and sped off. As he descended another flight of steps, he could hear four sharp lance tips tapping behind him. On the ground-level corridor, Farron glanced left and right. Two more hares were coming from the left, both with arrows knocked on drawn bowstrings. He ran to the right. Narrowly avoiding two more advancing members of the long patrol, the poisoner went helter-skelter down a long spiral stairway carved into the rock. Tripping and stumbling, he staggered into the final passage leading to the lower caves. Farther along the way, hares flooded down silently from another stairway in front of him. While at his back, another group came down the spirals he had recently descended. The sour taste of fear rose in the Black Fox's mouth. There was just one place left to go, the large cave in front of him. It was a huge, rough-hewn place, with torches placed plentifully in wall sconces. There was a pair of raised stone slabs at the far end. Beside the bodies of Shawbuck and Windpaw, Lord Earthstripe stood, waiting in the well-lit chamber. He was unarmed, save for a wet strip of linen that had been knotted at one end. Farron's pale eyes watched him warily as the long patrol crowded in the cave entrance, blocking any possible way out. The Badger Lord pointed to the two lifeless creatures laid out either side of him.
See how you have murdered my friends, Fox. Now the time for reckoning has come. You must face me. Sapwood, Provide this vermin with any weapons he needs. Then stand back, all of you. No beast is to lay paw upon the fox. No beast, save me.